What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome to our show today. It is Wednesday, November 18th, 2020, getting into the second half of the month here. We're still during the Leonids meteor shower, if you can get on out and catch a glimpse of that. And we have a lot to talk about today. We're going to do mostly news for the first hour. Then at some point, we'll open up the phone lines so you can call in with your comments, questions, and observations, opinions, and so forth and so on. No, I'm not muted. Okay, we seem to be having, okay, so we're okay. All right. Welcome to live radio, people. This kind of thing. New computer. Okay, so are we good? All right. Testing, 1, 2, 3. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Corporation. All right, we're back on the air. So... anyway, getting into the news here, it's just so crazy. The craziness of the outside world is now intruding into our private lives here. Getting right on into it, more and more information surfacing about the fight for the White House, more instances of election fraud surfacing. We're seeing a concerted and coordinated effort but literally by the entire government to thwart this idea of a recount and an audit. We're seeing all of these judges who are getting in the way, and they're throwing out cases, and they're basically ruling repeatedly in favor of Biden. And it's just a reminder that, you know, judges are supposed to be above corruption, but they certainly are not. So Dick Morris was on Newsmax TV. And he's out there wagging his finger at Dominion voting systems and saying that, you know, something is obviously amiss. And yes, it is, because of all the election result irregularities being reported in the key battleground states, including suspiciously large turnouts and margins for Joe Biden, where polling was not showing such strength. And as a side note, I linked a video to the front page of whatreallyhappened.com from John Oliver tonight, where just before the election, he was warning about these election machines and how wide open to fraud they are. So, you know, even the liberal media was out there sounding the warning, and people should be paying attention to this thing, because we actually do not know the result of this last election. We don't know the numbers from any state, not just the battleground states, but any state. You know, the fraud was just so pervasive. All right, so we did the story before, but it's worth a flashback. This is coming out of Natural News, and it talks about Eric Coomer, who's the current vice president of U.S. engineering at Dominion Voting Systems. He self-identifies as an Antifa member. He's a rabid anti-Trumper, and he bragged on social media about how he was going to rig the voting machines to prevent Donald Trump from winning re-election. And so in an interview with Michelle Malkin, Joe Altman, founder of Faith Education Commerce United, revealed how he secretly infiltrated a local Antifa chapter and overheard these discussions involving Eric from Dominion and his role in steering the election. And apparently Eric just said right on out, don't worry about the election. Trump's not going to win. I made blanking sure of that. So, again, this idea of reassuring the American people that the election was fair and honest, no, it absolutely wasn't. And we don't know what the results were. We can't rely on any of the results from any of the states. Okay. Anyway, Sidney Powell is out there saying that along with the other evidence that they have against Dominion voting systems, they have found evidence that the Dominion voting systems were used to basically propel Hillary Clinton past Bernie Sanders in the California primary back in 2016. And of course, if Bernie Sanders had taken California in the primaries, he would have been the nominee. So the cheating has definitely been going on for a long time. It's cheating on behalf of the Democrats, and it's just really, you know, getting ugly. Over in Arizona, Representative Paul Gosar is questioning the apparent contradiction in the election results of Republicans gaining at least seven seats in the House of Representatives, appearing to retain control of the Senate, and Donald Trump receiving 13 million more votes than he did in 2016, and yet somehow losing to Joe Biden. And again, it's very, very suspicious. And apparently, Gosar told Newsmax TV Tuesday that Arizona's tally for president showed Biden leading by about 10,000 votes, which he questioned considering the use of the disputed Dominion Voting Systems Corporation software to count ballots in Maricopa County, which contains more than half the state's population. All right. Now then, Wayne County canvassers have certified the election results after an initial deadlock. Originally, the canvassers were deadlocked 2-2 along party lines. And the issue was that the tallies of the actual votes that were submitted didn't line up with the number of voters who signed those logbooks. You know, when you go to vote, they make you sign your name, you have a signature, then you get a ballot. Those did not line up, which is clearly an indication that something is wrong. There should be a recount and a re-audit. But apparently, Wayne County Democrats literally threatened and doxed the Republican canvassers and threatened them until they caved in to certify the Wayne County vote. I mean, this is pure thuggism there. And we know they're threatening the lawyers who are supporting Donald Trump. They're probably going to be threatening judges. That may explain why the courts are so unfriendly to the lawsuits Trump is bringing. They've gone too far to back off now. And I think before this is over, we're going to see some wet work out there. Okay. Yet another memory card with 2,755 votes were found during the Georgia election audit, decreasing the Biden lead. Okay. And that raises the question, how many more missing memory cards are there out there? Because, again, this underscores the system does not work. It is not accurate. It is, to be most generous, riddled with problems, let alone the issue of outright fraud. Now, over in Nevada, the Republican Party has announced a new election contest to throw out fraud and ensure election integrity after finding evidence that 15,000 people who voted in Nevada also voted in another state. So, and again, we may see that happen in Georgia for the upcoming Senate runoffs. And we've seen the Democrats openly encouraging people, Democrats, obviously, to move to Georgia, register to vote, vote in the Senate runoffs, and then, you know, you can go on back home. And again, it's cheating, and they're not even trying to hide the cheating here. Now, Chris Krebs, who ran the cyber arm of the Department of Homeland Security, that this whole issue of election fraud was turned over to by Trump when the states would not cooperate with his Election Integrity Commission, has been fired by Donald Trump over highly inaccurate statements regarding election fraud. And apparently, Krebs came on out and said that the elections were on the up and up, which we know they weren't, and Trump has fired him. And I imagine it's going to be the first of quite a few firings that we're going to see over the next 2 months here. Pennsylvania Supreme Court has overturned an order requiring that election observers be allowed within 6 feet of ballot counting operations. And Justice Deborah Todd basically said, critically, we find the board's regulations were reasonable, that the observers have to be allowed inside the building, but they do not have to be allowed near the actual counting tables because of COVID-19, which is completely ridiculous. If you can't watch the ballots being counted, then you're not really observing, are you? The Trump campaign is filing for a recount in Wisconsin. And this will cost the Trump campaign nearly $8 million. Trump supposedly lost by just over 20,000 votes, the closest margin out of the three Midwestern blue wall states, which flipped back after Trump won them in 2016. So Trump is paying for the recount. It's going to cost him a lot of money. And again, it's just another roadblock they're trying to throw in the way of actually any kind of efforts to validate this election. I mean, look how hard they're fighting. They're making it obvious something was wrong with this election by how hard they're fighting to prevent any kind of an examination of what happened. Now, here's an interesting story. This is from AmericanThinker.com. We were talking the other day, pardon me, about how observers had seen, you know, watching from home, had seen CNN suddenly flip a bunch of votes, 16,000 from Trump to Biden. And it was captured and the video's gone viral all over the internet. Well, apparently there's been another example of that. Somebody living in Switzerland was watching the Fox election map. And in a split second between, basically 3 a.m. U.S. Central Time, the Wisconsin icon went from light red Trump to light blue Biden. And the probability meter, which had been very accurate in 2016, went from 77% Trump likelihood to over 88% of Biden. And he said, you know, probably, you know, most people didn't watch it happen because it was 3 o'clock in the morning, but they were watching from Switzerland. And I remember one of the callers from yesterday was saying that some of these vote riggers working in Germany, for example, weren't taking into account the time zone change when they were doing this vote flipping. But it's been caught twice now and actually was on the corporate media. They weren't paying attention to what's going on. All right. Russ Ramsland of the Allied Security Operations Group was on Lou Dobbs last night discussing the Michigan election and basically said the vote was fraudulent. No question. He has proof the election was stolen. And his proof basically consists of the fact the current machines used in Michigan are not capable of counting the mass vote dumps that appeared for Biden in the reported time period. In other words, more votes showed up for Biden in a short period of time than the machines could have actually counted in real life. So, again, a little bit of sloppiness there. Apparently, there is another article here. A group of IT patriots analyzed a data set of election vote data, and they found millions of votes in the election that were either lost or shifted from Trump to Biden. And basically, they discovered an interesting mathematical anomaly. Once Biden gained the lead from his massive vote dumps, the remainder of the votes all possessed the same Biden vote to Trump vote ratio, which is absolutely impossible. That's not going to happen in a real, honest election. It's statistically impossible. All right. So right now, with the courts obviously against him and against the American people, Trump's only real road to victory is to get into the Supreme Court and have the election declared invalid, which will throw it into the House of Representatives. And I think ultimately that is what they're going to do. And the good news is that, first of all, Americans are waking up to the fact that our elections are rigged, that they are no longer in control of this government. It's just an oligarchy that goes through the theater of an election every two years, actually, to say, hey, this is what you voted for. Give us more of your money and your children. We're going to war because this is what you voted for. And I'd like to see a Trump second term, not because he did a good job in his first term, but because what Biden is already talking about is going to be very, very bad for the economy and the country. They're going to go hard left. He's got the squad is already putting pressure on him to go hard left. And, I think it's going to wind up in the House of Representatives. Now, the bad news is if the House of Representatives hands a second term to Donald Trump, we're going to see the liberal screamers, criers, the butterflies go absolutely ballistic. And the rioting and violence is going to be a lot worse than if Trump had been declared the winner on election night. So it's going to get ugly no matter how this thing works. And again, they're already out there. They were out there harassing the canvassers, the canvass board in Wayne County. They're doxing the lawyers. They're harassing lawyers. They're probably going to be harassing judges if they're not already. Again, it's a thugocracy. All right. Lindsey Graham, who's the head of the Senate Judiciary Committee, you know, points out Donald Trump is still the president and will be at least until the end of January, and that Joe Biden is not officially the president-elect the way the corporate media try and present him until Trump either concedes or the Electoral College meets. And he says, we're going to have to go through all the court cases and the states are going to have to certify their results. And again, as we saw in Wayne County, the people certifying the results are literally being put in fear for their lives and safety by the thugocracy here. And Trump is not going to concede. Remember a few days ago, we were talking about how Trump came on out and said Biden won the election because the election was rigged. And the corporate media seized on just the first half of that. Biden won the election. And they just put it all over the place saying Trump is ready to concede. It's all over. Biden's. They are trying so hard to sell you this. And they're destroying their own credibility in the process, which is why they're in a panic that after this is all over, if they don't destroy the independent media, they're going to lose much of their audience. Apparently, MSNBC now has higher ratings than Fox News. All right. The 2020 election is getting worse for the House Democrats. The much-promised blue wave never happened. They lost a lot of seats, and they got beat badly. In fact, the Republicans picked up seats in the House. They're still saying the control of the Senate is up for grabs. But the last time I checked, the GOP had won 50 of the 100 seats. So we'll see what's going to happen over there. I don't know. Are there more than 100 seats in the Senate? Anyway, over in Russia, Vladimir Putin is still not congratulating Biden. And they are, in fact, taking a very critical tone regarding the state of our election, as well they should, saying that the U.S. election has nothing to do with democracy. It's a puppet show being put on by the Democrats, the deep state, the billionaires, and the corporate media to convince you that what is about to happen to this country is something that you wanted. That's the big scam at the end of it all, that no matter what they do to you, take more of your money, keep you locked in your homes, keep you wearing masks, they're going to come back and say, well, this is what you voted for. Why are you complaining? Apparently, Rebel News had one of their reporters escorted from the Dominion voting office in Toronto after discovering that they shared an office floor with a Soros-linked group. This happened at 215 Spadina Avenue in Toronto, and he visited the reporter, Kian Bexday, visited the Dominion voting building located in Toronto in an effort to get some answers. And basically, he found it shares an office floor with an organization called Tides, which recently changed its name to Make Way. And they are part of the Soros network of organizations trying to bring about the New World Order. Now, Biden is filling up his transition team. And to nobody's surprise, everybody who did him favors on this campaign are getting some goodies. And apparently, people with close ties to Facebook and CEO Mark Zuckerberg have already become inside players in the Biden transition team. So for all the talk about, you know, getting them under control and everything, it looks like the Biden administration is going to be very, very good friends with corporate social media. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be back with more news after these few words. We'll be right back.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay.
Welcome back to our show here. And again, a friendly reminder that Republic Broadcasting Network is in the middle of a perpetual fundraiser. If you look at those who are opposed to us, they have millions and millions of dollars. And I think for the small budget that we operate under, we're doing pretty good, but we could always use a little more help. And remember, there's no such thing as too small a donation. I've actually gotten an email from people saying, well, you know, I'd like to donate, but all I can spare is 10 bucks. And my reply, that's 10 bucks is fine here. If everybody listening to this broadcast sent in 10 bucks to Republic Broadcasting, what an impact that would have. So once again, the postal address to send a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation is 800-724-2719, extension 3. The network thanks you. I thank you, actually, you know. You've all been, I live in Santa Claus. I'll tell the Santa Claus, you've all been good little boys and girls this year. All right. So anyway, getting on back to the politics and the crime of the century, the stolen 2020 election here. Another whistleblower has come forward to basically say that Facebook, Google and Twitter are coordinating their censorship in terms of what content to block. In other words, if it's blocked on one, it's blocked on all. And apparently this was revealed during yesterday's hearings before the Judicial Committee, alleging that tech companies work together in deciding what content you, the American people, should be protected from. So Senator Josh Hawley basically pushed Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg on this newly revealed whistleblower complaint, basically saying Facebook coordinates with Twitter and Google to make certain content moderation decisions. All right, so they're all in cahoots together. Now, one of the things we did get out of yesterday's hearing was Twitter's CEO Jack Dorsey admitting that Twitter was wrong to censor the New York Post story about Hunter Biden and his laptop just days before the 2020 presidential election, saying that Twitter corrected the situation within 24 hours. But, I mean, that was a very critical time, and the damage has already been done. But Lindsey Graham basically came on out and said, "That to me seems like you're the ultimate editor." And the editorial decision by the New York Post to run the story was overridden by Twitter and Facebook in different fashions to prevent its dissemination. Now, if that's not making an editorial decision, I don't know what would be. And, of course, where Lindsey Graham is going with this is the idea that Twitter and Facebook YouTube and the rest of them are acting as publishers. And therefore, Section 230 of the Communications Act needs to be revised, if not repealed, saying that Twitter and Google and YouTube and Facebook can be sued for the same bad practices that one could, for example, sue the Washington Compost or the New York Slimes. And it really does need to happen. Unfortunately, as we saw in the previous story, Joe Biden is already cozying up to corporate media because they definitely were working on his behalf during this entire campaign. And nobody can really deny that at all. Getting into other news here, apparently down in Phoenix, there have been gang charges brought against police protesters. And apparently community organizations and local groups and faith leaders held a press conference to denounce the Maricopa County Attorney's Office regarding these prosecutions against protesters. And specifically, the group called for the Attorney's Office to drop a set of street gang charges against the protesters. Now, as I recall, this protest turned violent. And you know, you ever think about the liberal mindset, just how weird they get, you know, where you can go to jail for not wearing a mask out in public, but if you're out there rioting and burning down buildings, nothing happens to you? You know, or take the case of Oregon, where now cocaine and meth and heroin are legal, but plastic straws are still banned. I mean, that's the kind of fairy tale world we're going to be living in for the next 4 years if Biden succeeds in stealing the White House, which unfortunately it's beginning to look like he'll succeed. A little bit of bah humbug news here. Apparently, in the process of bringing down a very nice tree to Rockefeller Center, because they have a big Christmas tree every year, it's a tourist attraction and everything, and apparently in the effort of attempting to erect it in Rockefeller Center, New York City workers mostly destroyed the tree. And looking at photos of it, there's no way they're going to put that back together. It may be another way they're going to try and cancel Christmas. But, you know, if you really think about it, the government doesn't really have the authority to cancel Christmas or Thanksgiving or Easter or any of that. Anyway, we're going to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Born in the city with a silver spoon, great-grandson of the oil tycoon, raised by wolves, thinks he owns the moon, socialist banker to the one-world goons, Davy Rockefeller, chairman of the CFR.
Welcome back to the show here, and we're starting to talk about COVID-19 and how ridiculous some of this stuff here is. The mayor of Chicago is urging people to stay home and avoid large crowds. And the reason this is so ugly is apparently this proclamation was issued 1 week after she participated in a large rally celebrating the election of Joe Biden. And apparently out in California, Governor Newsom is in a little bit of hot water after imposing more stringent lockdowns on California and then being photographed or videoed at a posh little restaurant with a large number of people. So it's another classic case of do as we say, not as we do. Over in Pennsylvania, they're announcing new COVID rules, including, I kid you not, wearing a mask in your home. And this, first of all, it's not enforceable. What are they going to do? Peek through the window? Have your little Alexa, you know, constantly peeking to make sure you're wearing your mask? In addition, starting end of this week, anyone who enters Pennsylvania must be tested at least 72 hours before arrival. And if they cannot or do not get a test, they must quarantine for 14 days. The order does not apply to people who commute to neighboring states for work or health care. And they're saying this will be largely self-enforced, which means as far as masks in the home are concerned, it's not going to be enforced at all here. The CDC is out there again in Grinch mode, telling Americans not to sing, not to listen to loud music or drink alcohol in order to prevent the spread of COVID-19. Now, somebody explain to me how listening to loud music is going to somehow increase the chances of you coming down with COVID-19. And as far as telling Americans not to sing, I guess the church choirs are all going to have to learn sign language. All righty. The British government is refusing to rule out a mandatory vaccine program. They have already ordered 5 million doses from Moderna. And apparently on Monday, Health Secretary Matt Hancock said that at present, the government is not proposing mandatory vaccinations, but they cannot rule them out. Okay, over in Germany, there's been a huge riot. Riot police fired water cannons at unmasked protesters as thousands gather in Berlin for demonstrations against Angela Merkel's lockdown measures. It's just really ugly out there. And again, another classic case of do as we say, don't do as we do. Despite the nationwide surge in COVID-19 cases and despite a statewide travel advisory, a group of California lawmakers are flying to Maui in Hawaii for a four-day conference this week. And the policy conference is hosted by the Independent Voter Project based in San Diego. It has fewer people attending this year, but according to Politico, about 100 lawmakers and lobbyists are still made the trip to Maui. I remember when we lived on Oahu, all these various political events were taking place in the Hawaii Convention Center in Honolulu. So it's a nice way to get a Hawaii vacation on the backs of the taxpayers. Now, here's an interesting little story coming out of CNBC, no less. And apparently there's been a research study done at Cardiff University. They're still waiting for peer review and publication. But the preliminary results basically say that commonly used mouthwashes will kill the coronavirus with just 30 seconds of exposure. And they're saying that just using these mouthwashes is going to kill the coronavirus in your saliva. So there, you've got a nice little treatment for coronavirus down there at your local CVS pharmacy there. All right, getting to the international news here. Joe Biden has made a big deal about preaching unity in the wake of this election fiasco, which is certainly not what they were preaching when Trump beat Hillary Clinton in 2016. But he's out there saying unity, 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 and being his normal hypocritical self here. But the only way he's going to build unity is if the American people think there's a new common enemy. And apparently this is the reason we're seeing an escalation of anti-China hostility and rhetoric, because that seems to be the only place where both Republicans and Democrats are coming together. Now, there is no doubt the United States is going through one of the most difficult periods in its history, and we don't even know if the United States is going to survive this. I've been saying for a long time, I expect a Soviet Union-style collapse, and we may be in the middle of it right now. Anyway, Beijing is sending Joe Biden a warning, and, Biden is promising to repair relations with Americans' allies. He's out there saying America first has made America alone. Actually, no, it's bombing other people's countries and sanctioning the rest that tend to make America alone. But apparently, during a phone call with Japanese Prime Minister Yoshida Suga of Japan, apparently Biden said Article 5 of the U.S.-Japan Mutual Security Treaty covers the Senkaku Islands in the East China Sea. And, of course, China claims that as their own. So they're sending a warning, you know, keep out. And in a show of force, possibly a direct blunt warning, U.S. B-1B Lancer bombers entered Chinese air defense zone while China mounted a massive naval drill. And apparently aviation tracker aircraft spots reported the two B-1B Lancers left Anderson Air Force Base on Guam Tuesday morning and entered China's air defense zone over the East China Sea after refueling in flight for the mission. Now, the B-1B carries the biggest payload of any U.S. bomber. It's even larger than the venerable B-52. And it is a departure from the normal incursions by fighter jets and spy planes that the U.S. has been sending over China in past weeks. And so this is definitely a serious escalation and a major rattling of the sabers. As we reported earlier, Donald Trump is attempting to keep some of his promises to the voters by pulling troops out of both Afghanistan and Iraq. And already there are repercussions. The head of NATO is already saying that NATO will pay a heavy price if they leave Afghanistan too early. I don't know. The price of that oil pipeline will probably go up. And who knows, maybe the price of opium will go up here. But apparently NATO does not want America out of Afghanistan. And there's somebody who does not want the United States out of Iraq, because less than an hour after Trump announced a troop drawdown in Iraq, a hail of rockets fell near the U.S. embassy in Baghdad. Reports say that at least five rockets were fired on the green zone and four struck near the American compound. Looks like somebody has lousy aim, or they were simply firing the missiles so that somebody could go to Trump and say, you can't pull the troops out there shooting at us. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink, say no more. Little bit of good news. The Saudis are apparently tired of the war in Yemen. It's certainty the people of Yemen are. And the Saudis are offering Yemen a ceasefire if the Houthis will agree to a buffer zone at the Yemen-Saudi border. Now, they've been fighting along this border for years, and it's not surprising the Saudis are getting tired of this. And they need to hurry, because there are reports that Donald Trump is planning to declare the Houthis as terrorists for nominally having ties with Iran. And of course, once they do so, that would basically prevent further peace talks going forward. Anyway, Saudi activists told British MPs on Tuesday that political prisoners in Saudi Arabia are basically being treated in brutal conditions of detention, including rape, torture, and murder. And apparently former Crown Prince Mohammed bin Nayef and Prince Ahmed bin Abdulaziz, the activists detailed basically the conditions of these two former princes, detailed a litany of abuses carried out against detainees with virtually no oversight or transparency. One panelist said they'd received reports of detainees being sodomized to death in prisons, which sounds like a joke from the old fire sign theory, you know, death by chichi. Anyway, Aliyah al-Hathlal, sister of imprisoned women's rights activist Lujan al-Hathlal, said she and her family have had no updates on the sister's health condition since she began a hunger strike on the 28th of October. And, of course, this nation that treats its people like this, they're our friends. All right. Turkey's parliament has now approved a motion. They did this yesterday to allow Turkish soldiers to be deployed as peacekeepers to monitor the Nagorno-Karabakh ceasefire. And the mandate grants President Erdogan permission to deploy soldiers for up to 1 year to a joint Turkish-Russian monitoring center in Azerbaijan. See what comes out of that. Hungary is continuing to insist they will veto the European Union budget over the rule of law issue. And basically, the EU is saying this is a political and ideological weapon designed to blackmail and punish countries that reject immigration. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban and Poland are currently using their vetoes to stop a 1.8 trillion euro, that's about 2 trillion U.S. dollars, EU budget and coronavirus recovery package from taking effect. They will continue to do so as long as other EU nations maintain their commitment to including the rule of law mechanism in the budget. So we have two more nations in the EU that wish they were not in the EU. Getting on down to the military, the Pentagon is now saying they will not be able to have a successful audit until at least 2027. Boy, they've got so much money. And you remember the day before 9/11 when Donald Rumsfeld got up there at the Pentagon and admitted the Pentagon had lost $3 trillion, with a T, dollars. And it should have been the scandal of the year, but, you know, just lucky for Rumsfeld and the Pentagon, the very next day 9/11 happened and the corporate media dropped the story here. Well, apparently the Pentagon attempted and failed their first audit back in 2018. Officials said a failure was a foregone conclusion and that they managed to finish the failure was in itself an accomplishment. That sounds like mil-speak to me. This year's failure cost $203 million. They're insisting they managed to save $700 million, though COVID-19 complicated the matter substantially. Basically, what's going on? Okay, we seem to be having more technical issues again. And let's see. Okay, yes, we're still on RBN. Apparently... something else is going on. Maybe we're being hacked, you know, by the Democrats. Who knows? So, I mean, the Pentagon has got a lot of money and they're doing a lot of things they don't want you to know about, which, frankly, I can sort of understand. We don't want the enemies knowing about it. Apparently, about a week ago, somebody living near Edwards Air Force Base got a photograph of an aircraft that has the planiform of the B-2 bomber, but it was all white. And they think it may be the successor to the SR-71 because they can steer that wherever they want, whenever they want, as opposed to the satellites, which sort of follow these predictable orbits. Getting on to the economic news here, Wall Street is now admitting that any significant civil unrest may actually crash the stock market. And apparently there was a statement in the latest Bank of America fund manager survey that it's very, very bullish. But they said it's time to turn bearish for the near term and sell the vaccine because Wall Street has gone full bull. In other words, they're basically admitting the market is overvalued and it wouldn't take much to bring it down here. A little bit of maybe good news for Boeing. The FAA has cleared the Boeing 737 to fly again commercially. And, you know, the plane has been grounded since March 2019. And this gives Boeing a chance to get back in the game and sell more aircraft. And, you know, I hope the FAA is doing their proper job and that they are not also as corrupt as the rest of the government. But obviously, if they put that back in the air and there's another crash, that will be the end of that aircraft. You know, if you're an aviation buff, you might look at how just one crash basically ended the L-1011. And same thing with the DC-10 when they got that one on film. But they're basically the FAA is saying it's safe to allow the planes back in the air. The European Aviation Safety Agency has also indicated that it will approve the aircraft soon. Apparently, the squad is pushing Joe Biden to cancel student debt. And I'm sure there is a large segment of our population would love to see that debt canceled. in fact, probably most of us would like to see all debt canceled. Not going to happen. Not going to have a jubilee. But they're now talking about canceling the student debt. Unfortunately, these four congresswomen are not acting out of any kind of altruistic purposes. Apparently, they themselves are deep in debt. for student loans here. And apparently, 59 members of Congress collectively owe $2.4 million in student loans. Both Ocasio-Cortez and Ilhan Omar owe between $15,000 and $50,000 in student loans. Tlaib, I always have trouble pronouncing that, owes between $50,000 and $100,000 in law school loans. So they're acting more out of self-interest than anything else there. Now, here's an interesting little story. Apparently, five Amazon employees in Madrid. We got to take another break for commercials. All right, we'll finish this story when we come up on the backside of these commercials.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Welcome back to our show here, and finishing up on this little story. Apparently, over in Madrid, at an Amazon warehouse, five employees have been arrested for stealing over $500,000 worth of iPhone 12 and iPhone 12 Pro models. And apparently they did this by putting iPhones into various packages and removing them at the last minute. And apparently after the weight differences were detected, Amazon installed hidden cameras to investigate the issue. All righty, now then. Apparently over at UCLA, there's a professor of law and a Mexican-American affirmative action activist, if you will, Laura Gomez, and basically saying that the United States needs to allow more Latino immigration in reparations for past racism. And, you know, I mean, they're just going to open the borders is what they're going to do. And we already have, you know, millions of legal American citizens. Even the current Hispanics who are here in this country don't want open borders because it's more competition for the few jobs that are open. That's the biggest problem we face, you know, with this economy. There are not enough jobs to support this population. Okay, and let's see. This is a little bit of health news here. Down in Bolivia, scientists are alarmed over what is described as an Ebola-like virus, and it is apparently transmissible from human to human, and it has a 60% lethality rate. Now, it appears to have originated in rats. It's called the Chaper virus. It first emerged in 2004. From the Bolivian province where it gets its name. But research is now showing how deadly the disease it is and how it could spread from patient zero. Apparently, there was an outbreak in 2019. And, you know, it comes from a different viral family than Ebola, but it does cause hemorrhagic fever, which does cause life-threatening organ failure and bleeding. It's a nasty, nasty way to go here. Apparently, we had a near miss. The little asteroid, about 10 meters in diameter, and it passed just 240 miles from the Earth's surface and passed, obviously, well inside the orbit of the moon and inside the orbit of some man-made satellites. And they missed it until it had already passed and was headed back out into space. And it sort of underscores that all of this ballyhoo about detecting Earth approaching objects, they do miss them. They miss that big one that came down over Russia a couple years ago. And the other question is, what happens when we detect one coming in that's going to hit? We really can't do anything about it. And finally, you know, everybody's applauding SpaceX for the Crew Dragon's taking of Baby Yoda up to the International Space Station. But apparently they had some problems with their third static test fire of the Starship SN8 prototype engine. Apparently there was a leak. All right, we're going to take a break for station identification. We're going to open the phone lines, and we'll be back with our...
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an energy cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.